Blog Talk Radio.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Welcome to this angel radio show called Angels, Guardians, and Angelic Realms. I'm your host, Mrs. Smith, also known as Mambo Larena. I'm a psychic medium working with clients and a paranormal team. I'm really excited about this new radio show that we're doing right now about angels, and I want to thank all our listeners each week. We reach out more and more to new people every week, and I really appreciate you listening to our live show as well as going to our archives and listening to the show when you miss it live. I'm always like, oh my God, you missed it live, but you can always listen to the shows in archives as well. But nothing's like live because you never know what's going to happen. And each week we go through something amazing that's not necessarily good with live radio. So, you know, I've got to thank Blog Talk and just that's the way life is. You know, if you let things bother you with live radio, what will we do? So I want to talk a little bit about, we got some upcoming shows in September. We have Bonnie from Capstone House, who's the event coordinator for their, what would you call their Capstone House, honey? I got Mr. Smith here. What would you call Capstone House? It's kind of like a metaphysical educational center?
Definitely.
Okay. And Bonnie is the event coordinator, and they've got like a psychic fair coming up, and they do all kinds of unusual healings, like beyond Reiki, like, you know, like some advanced pyramid, triangle, sitting underneath a triangle hat kind of healing session. So Bonnie will be on talking about that. We have a shaman that will be on that will be discussing aliens and angels, because some people believe that angels are really aliens. So I thought that would be an unusual topic to discuss. You know, honey, that would kind of like disturb me. And that's why I'm going to have the shaman on the show, because if angels are aliens, okay, then that changes the whole God theory, source. Then source is ET, okay? Well, really, you know, phone home and everything. So I hope that now Rahelio, who's the shaman that'll be a guest on the future show, he's claimed to have seen aliens. He's in New Mexico and Arizona area, and Sedona, I think, and he's claimed to have seen ETs and aliens, and so that's going to be interesting. But I think I've always denied that, because then it changes source. You know, it goes from God to little gray men in Martians, you know, and I refuse to believe that. Don't mess with my Archangel Michael, you know. So even though I'm
sure that they have a source, unknown as well.
Well, is it God or is it an alien?
It always is.
See, that's that.
It depends on if you look at it as a source.
See?
It's a source.
I don't know if I like that. I like God as God. Now, not necessarily Santa in the clouds, okay? But I grew up, you know, Catholic and love my angels and I'm very open-minded spiritually, but I never considered aliens to be angels. So he's going to be an interesting guest. Hope he doesn't frighten me. I'll be terrified for 3 nights after that. Then also in September, we have a life coach that'll be on the show taking callers. And, you know, tonight's a special night. Tonight, August 28th into tomorrow, is full moon, blood moon in Pisces.
Yay.
So everybody's crying, whining, can't get on the phone. Our guest tonight had so much trouble getting on the line today. Lucinda, I basically, like the way the nuns take a ruler and hit the hands on people. That's what I did to Lucinda. You should have called 10 minutes early. It's the Pisces full moon, okay? It's the Pisces full moon. But tonight is real special. It's very charged with energy, as well as tomorrow night until midnight. So I wanted to read a little bit about our guest that we have tonight. And she sent a beautiful bio about Lucinda Melissa Batten, right? Okay, I was mispronouncing that. Okay, Lucinda is a very talented reader, born August 25th. So she just had a birthday in Jackson, Mississippi. From a young girl, Lucinda has worked closely with the spiritual world. While growing up, she had a guide that would teach her. I'd like to ask her about that. That sounds very interesting. It was okay to see and hear and feel the things she believed to be real. She has always had a certain love for humanity that others overlooked, always knowing things just weren't right. At the age of 23, after marrying and starting a family, she decided to start studying not only the Christian religion she grew up in, but every religion, from Muslim to Wicca. She had to understand. She had to understand what drives the human mind and heart. Not only did she want to understand, she wanted to help, but she had to understand first. So after taking 4 years to study religion in her spare time, she decided to start her own business of not only reading, but using her healing energy to help others return to their knowing. She has done over 100 healings in the last 3 years. Her readings are a little different because you never know what will come through. That I like. She loves unconditionally, and the other side knows this. She is here to show the world why it is so important to find happiness and attain it through guidance and love. And she's quoted, "I want to inspire people. I want to be the reason they didn't give up." So Lucinda Melissa Batten, I don't know why I want to say Baton. I guess I can't read. It's two T's in it, Batten. Lucinda Melissa, that sounds such a pretty name. We have callers on the line that we're going to, she's going to do a little reading for. So we'll go ahead and get Lucinda on the line. Let's see. We'll let our producer handle that. All right. Lucinda, do I have you on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be on. The energy is awesome.
Well, what a stressful 4 minutes before the show started.
Oh, yes. I started sweating bullets. I'm like, oh,
you,
no, don't
me
tell
too.
Me we got
like, what
to
am I going
to
do with these callers? They want Lucinda. And,
yay, well, I made it.
I'm
absolutely
so
love how you read my bio. It was very well said
because to understand, you know, paths, you have to know a little bit about every path. You know, if we're
very
close-minded and only Christian or only Wicca or only whatever,
exactly.
You know, every path that leads to love really is the right path, you know.
It is.
So did you take, like, comparative religion, or what were the courses that you took?
I did study a little bit in school, but I did a lot of the studying myself. But what I did go through Dharma College in Berkeley and studied, like, Kabbalah and Muslim and oh, gosh, I got to stop saying that's my big thing now.
I'm just glad you're on the air, Lucinda. I'm glad you're on the air.
So maybe you guys can help me out with that. Get your ruler out and say, no, I'll fill it.
No problem.
So, yes, I did a lot of studying myself. I mean, staying up late nights, reading from each book. You know, it's been a long time coming, but I needed to do it. I felt it was definitely just a part of my life, something that I needed to do. And so in the course of going through all of the religions, it was like, oh, my gosh, they all end on the same road. You know, it's different paths, different beliefs. But just like you were saying, you had brought up a little earlier about the aliens and the angels. And I feel like it's all just perspective. You know, some of us don't want to believe, you know, some don't want to believe that there are angels, that there are aliens. Some of us want to believe they're angels. Some of us want to believe that there are just other people out there, you know. Well, there definitely is something out there, you know. It's just your perspective of how you want to look at it. That's just like with everyone that I speak to, everyone is different. Some people call them guides. Some people call them angels.
Right.
A lot of people call them their past loved ones. And it's always different. I mean, like, just like my reading with you about, you know, I didn't know much about, like, elements and, you know, stuff like that. So it's just you have to open your eyes. The best thing that I can teach to everyone is to just open up and learn about something you didn't know about every day.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
very good. And that's just what the radio show has helped me, too. And, you know, like, aliens have always been, like, separate, like something you see in
the
movies.
Oh,
I know.
I grew up Christian, so I totally understand that.
Right? So I was like, don't you take my Raphael away, you know. So I Gabriel, stop. But it's going to be good for our listeners and educate myself as well. So
exactly.
I love to have all kinds of different guests on. And we've got so many people waiting for you, Lucinda. And so we're going to go and get somebody. Our producer, will you get the first person who's been waiting the longest on the line for Lucinda?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hello.
You're on the air. What's your name?
Rose.
Rose, do you have a question for Lucinda?
Hi, Lucinda.
Hi.
For work, and I'm wondering what you see for me with regards to that.
So with your work, like career, are you doing
work?
Anything?
I'm not working. I've been looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
Hope to find something soon.
Mm-hmm. So right now what I like to tell people, this is like a new age. Looking for work is just so outdated. My advice to you is to find your work. A lot of people I have worked with have actually been coming up with their own businesses just off their hobbies, off of their loves, off their likes, and you really never realize what it is that you're capable of doing until you kind of step out there. And that's a lot of the stuff that I like to teach is about, you know, getting that self-confidence of stepping out there and doing what it is that you do love. So I know it's hard, you know. Sometimes you ask people, what is it that you love? And everyone's answer is either they're totally sure about what they love or they absolutely just don't know. The best
Rose,
way to start there.
Rose, what is your dream job? If you
exactly.
could do anything, what could you do?
Well, I work in an office. I'm an executive assistant, and that's what I love.
That's what you love.
Okay, so she's an organizer. She's a leader,
Exactly. And so what I would figure for you, take up your own organizing business. Take it into the executive level. I know I've worked in an office for about 8 years on and off, and we had plenty of people come in and do different types of things. And see, the thing about making your own work is you make your own not only your own hours, but you will make your own, what you do. So you can personalize your job to exactly what it is you do. You won't have to worry about, you know, your boss telling you, hey, you know, I need you to get this done and this is how you have to do it. When it's you doing it for yourself, then you can actually, you won't have that person over you. Stressing you out. You know, I know what it's like. I work too. And that's like my easiest way to share this with you is kind of to give you like a perspective from me. I work also. But what I did is I took from my work is the healing qualities that I do work with my job. My want is to heal people. So what I do is hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I dropped my phone. So what I did is I just...
another caller. Thank you, Rose, for calling. We've got so many people waiting. Will you go to the next caller, Mr. Producer? All right. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Ashiel.
Hi. How are you doing
today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Do you have a question for Lucinda?
Yes, Lucinda. I have a question regarding my best friend. We had a fight last month, and we both apologized for it. and you know, he still wanted to be friends, but he wanted some time off, which I understood. We've seen each other since then. You know, we run into each other, we say hello, we have conversations, and you know, but we don't communicate in terms of, you know, calling each other anymore. And I'm just wanting to give him more space.
And you just kind of want to go back to having your friend back.
Yes, I'm just don't know what, you know, if it's just a matter of time, I just have to be patient because I'm not reaching out.
You do. You do. With some, you do have to be patient with. This has been your friend for a very long time, you say?
Yeah, we really were, not long time, but we connect really well. Yeah.
You connected very well. Yes, I understand that. And the thing about that is you definitely want to give that person time. I feel the person that you are very well connected with, you need to just give them time. Like, you cannot push someone to make them feel a certain way. You cannot make someone feel like they want to talk to you and have a conversation with you when they don't, because then it's not genuine. And it's and then you're giving out more energy than what you should be giving out. You know, it's hard. It's hard, especially when you know that you really care for someone. But, like, my advice to you, just try to put your energy into something else for the time being.
That's
good.
Not
yeah.
to just focus on waiting or...
Exactly. When we focus
give
on
it,
waiting
give
for
it
someone.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, thank
but
you.
I'll just... I want to see if, you know, there's a chance of us becoming, you know, good friends again. I mean, we talk, like I said, but we don't call each other. And I'm not going to call because I respect that, giving space. I totally respect that.
Lucinda, do you feel that he will reestablish
yes.
his relationship?
I feel that he will. It will be time, though. It will be time. I feel that this person may actually be angry about something else and maybe doesn't know how to come to you about this. And so just give them time, and they will come around. It will be very just, you know, out of the blue. So, you know, don't be
looking
for it.
And remember, this is also a very emotional full moon, okay?
Exactly.
So everybody, if he has Pisces in his chart or you do, and this is full moon, blood moon, super moon, and Pisces. So, like, everyone I know... It's been emotional for the past week or so. So it's
yeah,
also related.
He's telling me, oh, no, I forgot it. Don't worry about it. Don't apologize. It's fine now. But deep inside, I feel like it's still mad at me, like you just said.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So give him a little time. Let this moon move over. And,
mm-hmm.
and Lucinda, that was good advice. Focus on something else for a while, not just waiting for the relationship to be established.
I'm good. Now that she told me that he's going to come around, so I'm just going to move on my life, and whenever he's ready.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, our next caller that we have, are they on the line? All right, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello,
you're on. Pardon me?
My name is Camilla. How are you?
Camilla, what a pretty name. Very pretty name.
Beautiful.
Do you have a question for Lucinda?
Yes, I was just curious about love, wanting to know when that's going to come in, when I'll meet a gentleman or my husband.
All right. Good question.
Okay, so my answer to you would be take your energy, focus it to yourself. Learn the things that you need to not change about yourself, but, you know, kind of spruce up. Like, I know a lot of us, we have our little things that we do and, you know, ways that we have that may not be as complimenting to ourselves as they may be to others, you know, or they are a little more complimenting to us, but they may not be to others. So what I say is, you know what, take self-criticism well. So if you have your best friend and, you know, she may have said something to you and you're like, I can't believe she just said that to me. Sometimes you need to hear it. Sometimes you need to follow what it is that people are telling you. Not all the time, but sometimes. If you're hearing the same thing over and over, that's something you need to work on. And a lot of the time, it's self-confidence. Once you gain self-confidence, you really don't need to work on too much after that. You know,
that's
except
true.
For the small things. You know, if
yeah,
you're confident, you're already, exactly, if you're confident, you're already, you know, you've got the ball going. You know, you'll understand a little more, you know.
You
got to
work
it
a little
bit,
Camilla.
Exactly. And so a good exercise that I tell a lot of people to do, it's just a regular mirror exercise. You just look at your eyes, look straight into your eyes and just talk to yourself. You know, just share with yourself, hey, maybe how you're feeling, you know, inside.
Oh,
and
yeah, I actually do that from, I got it from Louise.
I talk to myself, too.
And you know what, we're,
so
I,
do you
have, we
do
lose
ourselves.
Do you see
ourselves. Anything, or is this psychic predictions, or is this more like advice, or?
Well, both.
This is my first
time
calling.
If I pick something up, I'll definitely let you know. As far as love for you, I feel that it is a little further off. Something a little more permanent will be maybe a little more towards the mid next year. I feel that you have a little bit of more working on yourself to do.
So maybe a springtime love. That'd
exactly.
be awesome.
Exactly. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
So
well, thank you so much for calling. We're going to go to our next caller that's been waiting. Let's see. Okay, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Madonna, hi.
Hi,
hi
do you
Donna.
Have a question for Lucinda?
Well, I kind of have the same question. I wanted to know when this man relationship will be coming in for me.
So your relationship,
what's your,
Donna?
What's your sign?
That's
huh?
exactly what I was going to ask.
See, we're reading each other's brains, Lucinda.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your,
oh, yeah.
What's your astrology sign to our caller?
Taurus.
You're a Taurus. I love Tauruses. So, honestly, what I feel for you, you got to kind of let your guard down a little more. You kind of keep that guard up a lot. And that, even when you don't feel that you're doing it, you are. And people do take heed to that. Sometimes they don't think of it as, oh, she's got her guard up. Some people think of it as you're pushing them away. So for you, it would be just kind of let your guard down and accept, you know, love and a new relationship.
Wonderful, wonderful advice. Thank you so much for calling. I think we can take one more caller. Let's see. Producer, are they on the air?
Hello.
All right, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, this is Tanya. I was calling because lately I've been feeling extremely, like, fatigued and wanted to know if you see, like, any health issues or if it's just stress.
So
as far
Tanya,
as your fatigue?
Health issues.
Okay, so for you, and what is your name?
Tanya.
Tanya. Hi, Tanya. Sorry. So what I feel for you is you have been putting your energy into something that has just been completely draining you. I'm not quite sure. I know it is of relationship status. I'm not sure if it's a partner or maybe a family member, but you are putting your energy into something right now that has been draining you, and it could be work.
It's work.
Mm-hmm. You said it's work.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was like a major health issue or just.
No, I don't feel that it is a major health issue, but I do feel that maybe you just need to take like a day or two off and just kick your feet up or just sleep. Sometimes that's the best thing for us, we don't even realize it. That can, you know, give you a burst of energy like no other. You know, we always say, oh, we need to sleep, but we never do it. I go to bed at like 11 o'clock. Next thing I know, I'm up at 6. And it's like, oh, yeah, I slept. And then, you know, I do it again the next day. And I've only gotten like 4 hours of sleep a night, you know. And so it's very draining on your body. And I know how that can be to get up and go to work. And, you know, you have all these other things going on that you want to get to. Sometimes you have to just say no to the world. You know, because that's kind of what's happening. Like, I'll go through a period of time where everyone just needs me, my sister, my mom, you know, my dad, my spouse, my kids, and everybody's like, Lucinda, you know, and I'm like, you know, and I have to, like, just say, you know what, if I want to be any good to anybody, I have to rest, or I need to go out into nature. Nature's really good. Like, I'll go just sit in a park and just lay in the grass or just sit there and let the wind blow. You know, you don't necessarily have to have any music on, anything. You know, just the quiet of the air, you know, is always
I will add to that for Tanya that it's okay, like what Lucinda's saying, it, you know, but it's okay to say no to people. you know?
Yes.
And a lot of people that always say yes, they get drained. And then it goes from an energy drain to a health issue and an emotional issue.
Exactly.
So not only sleeping and being able to say, no, I can't do it right now. I need to sleep more, you know. And it's okay. Don't feel bad if you have to say no sometimes. So you're probably a sweet person that says yes to everybody. And then what happens, it drains your energy and takes from your health. We don't want it to reach your emotional state. So so I like Lucinda's advice, you know, kick your feet up, take a nap, tell people to say, you know, you can say no, you can't do it right now, and you'll probably feel better.
You know what I did? I ditched work one day. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to take it back to high school. And, you know, I called in while my kids were at school, and I was like, this is great. You know, I had to kind of, like, dance around the house and sleep around and, you know, eat and, you know, just do me for until about 5:30, you know, when the kids got home, husband got home and everything, and I'm like, okay, I've done all my little craziness and, you know, I've rested and I've got to do me and get on my computer without anybody bothering me. And it was wonderful. You know, it's wonderful.
And all you took, Lucinda, was a day off. It's not like you took a month vacation to Acapulco. You know, you just took one day off and it totally refreshed you. So maybe, Tanya, you need to just be refreshed, you know, take an extra day off or a long weekend or, you know, it's okay to say no sometimes, you know, so that's good advice. And what's the big deal? One little old day off and it'll, you know, make you feel so much better. So that's good. Thank you so much, Tanya, for calling in. All right, so that's good. So, Lucinda, we have about 3 minutes left on the show, and I wanted you to be able to tell our listeners where can they find you to get a reading.
Okay, so I am on Facebook. I just started up my own website, which is by Wix. It's posted on my Lucinda's Healings page. You can find me there, and you can send me a message at any time. I don't have an open and close sign or anything. I love to talk. I don't always, you don't always have to do a reading with me. Sometimes you just want someone to talk to help you out through something. Sometimes you don't always need a reading. Exactly.
Like a life coach. Okay. And so your Facebook page is www.facebook.com/ what's your URL?
Lucinda's Healing.
Lucinda's Healing?
Yep.
All right, wonderful. What I'll do is I'm going to put that on facebook.com/divinerealmreader. I'm going to put Lucinda's link to her Facebook page and her website so our listeners can go through there or they can find you. And it's Lucinda Melissa Batten.
Yep.
Correct?
And then also, if you want to reach me by... it's okay. I've had that my whole life. My whole life, I've been Batten.
Have you been Batten? I'm so sorry. But you
I'm like, yeah, that's
name.
Me.
Lucinda Melissa is just a beautiful
name. And you can also reach
name.
Me through my email address, which is lucindashealings@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
And I also
Thank
do tarot.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tara.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you for being on the show and taking the callers. I know it was real fast-paced, but you did so good, and I'm so glad we had you on the show, Lucinda.
It was fun. And it was really fast, and it was a lot of fun, though.
Maybe you'll be on again in the future.
Yes, I would love it. Maybe I'll be a little
wonderful.
Like, this is the first time, so, you know.
Well, you did great for the first time, even though we stressed out 4 minutes before the show. It's like, I'm on the line, Lucinda.
Exactly. You're like, hurry up. You got to get on the line.
Good God. I was thinking, what am I going to do with these callers? They don't want me. They want Lucinda. So that
Thank
worked out
you.
So good. And I hope that some you know, listeners that we were not able to get to, you can still reach her, and she does life coaching. She does tarot reading. Thank you so much for being our guest this week, Lucinda.
Thank you, and you guys have a wonderful one.
Yeah,
and happy,
night.
What is it, blood moon?
Yeah, blood moon.
Let me know you.